I didn't have a terribly superstitious family, although when I made faces, stretched my lips as far as they'd go, my mom in disgust would tell me, "Watch it, it might freeze that way." That's my story of superstition. Kyung Jin Lee in Oakland, California has a much better one.
In Korea, they say that you could die if you sleep with a fan on all night. It's a phenomenon called fan death. And all Korean kids have heard their parents say, "Don't sleep with your fan on because you might die." My parents told me that. Growing up in California's San Gabriel Valley, in the sweltering, dry heat, all I wanted to do was sleep with a fan on. And my parents never let me. I used to think that it was a thing that everyone told their kids. But when I bring it up to other people, they give me a look that said, "What are you talking about?" And it turns out it's a very special superstition just for Koreans. It's so ubiquitous that electric fans made in Korea have timers on them, and Korean news outlets even report fan death incidents. Here's one.
기를 켜놓고 잠을 자다 숨지는 사고가 하루 두 건이나 발생했습니다. 물놀이 사고도 잇따랐습니다. 이승재 기자입니다.
They're saying two women in separate cities died when they fell asleep with their fans on. There's all these websites that talk about the origins of fan death. Some reasons Koreans believe leaving your fan on all night can kill you is one, hypothermia. So if there's a fan blowing all night, it may cause your body temperature to cool down enough to cause death. Another is suffocation. If you leave the fan on in a sealed room, it just circulates the heat and prevents you from breathing properly. And there's also a theory that the South Korean government concocted fan death to persuade its citizens to decrease electrical use during an energy crisis in the 70s. When I call up my mom in Orange County to ask her about fan death, she still thinks it's an issue. She's sold on theory number one.
그리고 이렇게 밤에 탈 때는 항상 여름에 더울 때도 춥잖아.
She basically says even in the summer, the air gets chilly at night. So it's possible for your body temperature to dip enough to die. She says it's not exactly science, but since everyone says it, she believes it too. When I remind her how torturous it was in the summer, she says she'd still make the same decision. And she asks, "What if my kid dies?"
엄마는 그런 거 참 철저히 하잖아.
So ask a Korean. Ask any Korean that you meet, and chances are, they will tell you to never sleep with your fan on.
That was Kyung Jin Lee in Oakland. Okay, let's be fair, because this isn't just about Korean superstitions. We've all heard things from our parents that turned out not to be true. What about you? What's your family superstition, and where do you think it came from? Let us know at PRI.org.